Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you. I'm wondering, has any snow gathered in front of your house? Are you...
Yeah, we got about three inches here yesterday morning, and we're due for another 4 to 8 this evening. So the cycle has begun.
Yeah. The cycle that probably extends into March or April, I would imagine, for you.
Sometimes May.
Well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about on the show today, Chris. Plenty of news again this week. Dodge has pulled the cover off its new battery electric Charger Daytona. We've driven it, and we'll have an exclusive coverage on it, including an interview with its chief engineer in this show. Stuff that other people don't have on that car, so look for that. The European car industry is in shambles, actually. Its problems have serious consequences, and they could have serious consequences here in the United States, so we'll tell you how that could affect you coming up. The Pope has taken delivery of an all-new ride, and it's different from any Popemobile in history. I'll have the details on that. If you're planning a road trip in an EV, you might be living in fear, but that isn't necessary. We'll have some tips on planning EV road trip for you, and Chris will share his own special knowledge on this. Chris, how is your Christmas shopping going?
Oh, it's always stressful, but I think I've got it done. Just waiting now for everything to show up on time. How about you?
Yeah, I'm the worst Christmas shopper in the world, and happily, my wife is a great shopper, so she does most of it, and I kind of lean on her pretty heavily, but... I can't lean on her to buy her own stuff, although I'm sure she'd prefer to do that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country and I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you're going to have some fun with cars. And Chris, you had a fun car to drive this week. Not exactly a car, but a fun vehicle. What was it?
I did. It was a 2025 Land Rover Defender, the 110 model. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I had a very interesting vehicle too, the 2024 Toyota Tacoma Trail Hunter. As I mentioned, we will have the Dodge Charger Daytona chief engineer as our guest. So we have tons of show for you right here on America on the Road. Stay with us and we'll be right back.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select holiday decor clearance. Plus, don't miss our limited-time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, grills, and more. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/12 through 12/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad back with you. And news of the industry is fascinating this week. I had a chance to drive a very cool car, one of the coolest vehicles I have driven in a long time, the Dodge Charger Daytona. It launched in two-door form, and we got to drive it. Many of us got the chance to drive this in and around Phoenix, Arizona last week. And this might be the world's quickest and most powerful muscle car ever. It's just kind of amazing. This is all electric. This is a battery electric vehicle from Dodge. Comes in two trims, the RT and the Scat Pack. I drove both. The RT starts at about $60,000. Has 496 horsepower, 404 pound-feet of torque. Sports suspension, 18-inch aluminum wheels. Cool car. And then there's the Scat Pack. Starts at $73,000. Has a big upgrade with 670 horsepower and 627 pound-feet of torque. 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds. Quarter mile in 11.5 seconds. I mean, talk about a rocket ship, Chris. I mean, what's your quick reaction to what Dodge is doing here?
It's such a strange combination of electric vehicles and Dodge. I mean, if you think about their lineups for the past several years, maybe decade or more, it's been the house that Hellcat built, right? So you're going from a V8 powered Challenger to this electric Charger. I mean, I can't wait to drive it. I'm wondering who's going to buy these things. Did they give you any idea?
They say performance people. I mean, we will talk with the chief engineer about that. And in future shows, we have some other folks at Dodge who are talking about that. I'm not sure that they know, to tell you the truth, and I think we will find out. I mean, one of the most controversial things about this, and I love your take on this, is what they call the Fratzonic chambered exhaust to give muscle car sound. And it really does sound like a muscle car. And, you know, as you flip the throttle, it makes muscle car sounds and does all that kind of stuff. At the same time, this is totally ersatz synthetic sound. You can turn it off if you want to. You can also kind of change the way it it modulates the air.
I mean, it's a cool engineering exercise. I think, you know, the technologies and the things that they've done to create those sounds are very interesting. I think if you're going to buy an EV, you should lean into the fact, or at least own the fact, that it's an EV and not try to make it sound like a gas-powered muscle car. I don't know. I'd probably turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, that's my reaction, too. I was driving on, I guess it was I-10 as part of the ride and drive in, I think, the RT version of this thing. And I come up next to a Tesla Model 3. And I'm thinking, you know, this guy has no sense that I'm driving an electric car just the way he is. Because it, you know, it sounds like a muscle car. It looks like a muscle car. It does all kinds of muscle car things. And I guess we'll have to see how it's accepted in the market.
I'm looking forward to driving it, Jack. I don't know if I'm excited about it as a concept and in general, but we'll see.
Yeah. It is fun to drive, and I'll have more on that, too. Let's talk about Europe's car industry, and it's facing very, very tough times. We've kind of alluded to this on the show a little bit, but I guess none of us have really looked at how desperate the times are for many of the car makers in Europe. Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, certainly Stellantis has had problems, but others are having problems too. And a lot of it has to do with what they are charged with doing. They're forced to, by a government edict, to build a lot of electric cars, but the people there in Western Europe aren't forced to buy them. So that's difficult. And they are also confronted, as we are not here in the United States yet, with a lot of vehicles from China. So these manufacturers are facing competition in the electric and non-electric space from Chinese vehicles. At the same time, trying to keep full employment, because that's what they do in Europe.
Yeah, I was going to say, from the employment side, you know, Volkswagen specifically has been struggling with its workers as it's trying to cut costs and may close a couple of factories in Germany for the first time ever. And they're not taking that news lying down, so to speak. So there's significant pushback. So as you point out, very difficult situation.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder whether they'll get some relief from the governments in the European countries. The European Union and the United Kingdom have regulations that basically force manufacturers to sell EVs and hybrids in significant numbers. And to give you a kind of a scale of this, Volkswagen is potentially facing a 1.5 billion euro penalty for not meeting those targets. I mean, that's just, wow. As if they don't have enough problems. Global market share of Europe automakers are expected to shrink 19% this year.
Yeah, the emissions regulations, it's really interesting to watch as an outside observer, right? So I forget what number they're on now, but every iteration of these regulations becomes tighter and tighter. Apparently, the next round is going to make it all but impossible to sell anything but electric vehicles. So I hope they figure something out. The governments will have to step in and, or at least maybe loosen their standards a little bit if this continues.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they won't do that, facing unemployment from major industries there. Well, let's talk about something that is maybe a little more positive, and that is that the Pope is getting, or has gotten, I think he's taken delivery of an all-new Popemobile, and it's fully electric. It's from Mercedes-Benz. They have been building, I guess, the various conveyances for the Pope for years and years and years, probably close to 100 years, something like that. This is based on the G580. It has EQ technology. It has unique modifications for the Pope. It has a height-adjustable single seat, so the Pope can be very visible for people, and then additional seating for passengers around the Pope.
I like the electric G-Class. I like the G-Class in general. Let's just, you know, put that out there. The electric version is cool. It's got some neat things. And the fact that they combined it into this very customized vehicle for the Pope, you know, it's a one-off white with the open top and everything. It looks really cool. But, you know, I like the electric G-Class. They did a good job keeping it looking like the original vehicle. So, yeah, I mean, if you didn't know that it was electric, you probably wouldn't tell. You can't tell really by just looking at it.
Yeah, I think this is kind of perfect for the Pope. Of course, it is engineered for, he does a lot of low speed events, right? Driving around and in essentially kind of parade type of appearances. So this has been especially modified for that, and a lot of other modifications. Of course, it is painted pearly white, as it should, like the pearly gates that we will eventually hopefully all pass through somewhere along the line. So kind of cool. And I guess the Pope Francis actually took delivery of this vehicle, met with the team that created the vehicle and did all that. So good on him. Well, here's something. Here's some tips. I think these are from Electrify America on planning an EV road trip. And I'm wondering, before we dive into this, Chris, has the Teague family taken a road trip in the Honda Prologue yet?
We have not, Jack. And I will tell you, and this goes back to my statement that EVs aren't perfect for everyone. We have a couple of fast charging stations on our way out of the state. However, once you get past that, it's quite a long ways before the next one without getting tied up into the Boston metro area there. So we haven't. I can tell you it would probably be pretty possible. It wouldn't be a huge pain, but no, I think we would probably still reserve road trips for gas vehicles here.
Yeah, well, let me go over these tips and see if they resonate with you as an owner of an EV. Number one, plan ahead. I think that certainly would resonate. You want to map your route and you want to include the charging stops. And it says here, have a backup plan. So I think that makes sense. It says to use apps, including the Electrify America app, of course, to locate chargers and check availability. Sadly, that isn't always reliable, though, is it?
It is not. Some chargers don't work. Some chargers are full. It's kind of difficult to plan around that. I think I agree with those tips, though. I mean, planning is the biggest step here, right? I mean, even if your navigation takes you directly to a charging station, you need to be aware of, you know, your range limitations and things like that. So those make sense.
That goes to the next tip, which is understand your EV. Know its range. Know its charging speed. If you have to do battery preconditioning for optimizing charging in extreme weather that you're about to face or facing right now. I mean, those are things that doing this in winter is just one more complicating factor, isn't it?
Yeah. In fact, my wife was just remarking yesterday about how quickly a 1 hour round trip to the nearest big town here took off of her battery with the heated seats on and everything else. It was like, you know, almost 40% drain just to travel what was essentially 100 miles. So it shouldn't have done that. So it's just something that, you know, we're learning as we go through this, right? This is our first winter with an EV. So yeah, just plan ahead.
Yeah, makes sense. Planning ahead always kind of makes sense anyway. Well, when we come back, we will have very interesting vehicles for you. The Land Rover Defender and the Toyota Tacoma Trail Hunter will be the subject of our upcoming road tests in the next segment. So stay with us for that. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad back with you for road test time on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad back with you for Road Test Time on America on the Road. Number one, we would like to thank you for being with us on America on the Road. We do appreciate it. And in the month of December for Christmas, I'm giving away copies of the GR Factor. So if you're curious about the GR Factor, one of the books I've written, you can get a free copy simply by writing into editor@drivingtoday.com, editor@drivingtoday.com. Say you'd like a copy, and boom, we'll get one out to you. But let's talk about vehicles that we're testing. Land Rover Defender, boy, maybe a perfect vehicle for this time of year, huh?
It's definitely very helpful to have one when the snow falls, as it did here, I mentioned yesterday. So this vehicle, Jack, starts at a little bit over $58,000. You can spend over $150,000 on this car if you go all the way up with the V8 engines and everything. My tester was right in the early $80,000 price range with the V6 engine. So, Jack, when's the last time you drove a Defender, and what do you think about it?
Boy, it's been quite a while, I think. I mean, I have some very fond memories of Land Rovers and Range Rovers that I've driven through the years and done some pretty cool stuff, including two stints on the Great Divide Expedition through Colorado, one of the most memorable couple of events I've ever been on, actually. But that's not really answering your question, Chris. But
well, it's an agreeable vehicle to drive, but you get a whole range of powertrain options here. The base engine is a 2.0 liter. It's a turbocharged four-cylinder. It's 296 horsepower, 295 pound-feet of torque. My test vehicle came with the turbocharged 3.0 liter six-cylinder engine with 395 horsepower and 406 pound-feet of torque. You get three V8 choices with this vehicle, Jack, and all of them are pretty stout. If you go for the Octa, which is the one that is more than 150 grand, you get 626 horsepower and 553 pound-feet of torque, which is deep into muscle car territory for an off-road SUV. Four-wheel drive is standard. You get an 8-speed automatic transmission no matter which engine you choose. Jack, I've driven the four-cylinder and the six-cylinder and one of the V8s, and I have to tell you, I think the six-cylinder is the sweet spot in this lineup. It's plenty powerful. It's very refined. It's not very loud. And it's, like I said, you get plenty of power under your foot. You know, I don't think that the acceleration here is you're not going to cut a 6 second 0-60 time, but I don't think you need a V8 in this vehicle any more than you need a Hemi and a Dot and a Jeep Wrangler these days. There's plenty of power. And like I said, it's very refined, and I can't get over how quiet the interior of this vehicle remains with the six cylinder engine. It definitely feels like a luxury vehicle, despite the fact that you're riding in like a boxy off-roader. The ride quality is surprisingly good. There are plenty of times around here, especially where the plows have already started tearing chunks out of the road, where you get the sort of side-to-side shake that you get on a body from many body-on-frame off-road vehicles. And Jack, I want to get your opinion here. This is a five-seat vehicle. Do you think you could live with this as a family car in Los Angeles? I think I could probably do it here.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I see a lot of them, and I see a lot of them that are bright and shiny and are never going to go off-road. I mean, they might go through the snow, go up to the mountains for some skiing or snowboarding or something like that, but that's the extent of their potential off-roading. But I think people like to have that capability.
They do, and whether you use it or not, you get the whole load of off-road and goodies here, right? You get like three different off-road driving modes. You have selectable differentials. of like 15 camera views from all angles on the outside. So even if you're just driving it to the to drop the kids off at school, you have a, there are a lot of capabilities at your fingertips here, whether you choose to use them or not. But inside you can get this, it comes standard with a partial cloth, partial leather interior. Mine had the full leather interior because it's a step up. Heated and ventilated front seats. Seating for five in this is the Defender 110. You can now get a seven seat. I think it's seven, maybe eight seat Defender 130, which is a lot longer. You get more cargo space in that vehicle as well. I think, Jack, there's plenty of room across the first two rows here. I've hauled five people in this car and a dog with absolutely no issues whatsoever. The seats are comfortable. There's never any sort of fighting between the front and the back seat for leg room. And even with a panoramic moonroof in this vehicle, headroom is very good because it's a very tall, kind of upright shape. You get a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster and an 11.4-inch touchscreen no matter which model you choose. They all come with wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, HD radio, Sirius XM, the whole deal. Mine had a Meridian audio system with 10 speakers that would absolutely rattle the house from the driveway. It's so loud and has enough bass. And then in this vehicle, you get a full suite of safety equipment, too. So I think if you're in the mood or in the market for a midsize luxury SUV, this should definitely be on your list. I think it's been out for a few years now. It debuted in 2020, so Land Rover's had time to work out some of the bugs, if there were any to begin with. And I think it competes well. I mean, it's one of the only off-road dedicated models in its class. So if that's important to you, it might be your only choice.
Yeah. Well, that's cool to have, you know, and I think that's why a lot of people in my town, in my area, are buying them. It's just kind of prestigious to have a vehicle with this kind of pedigree versus some of the others out there. So makes sense. Makes absolute sense. Well, I was driving a vehicle that is pretty new to the Toyota lineup. It's new to the Toyota Tacoma lineup. And of course, the Tacoma was all new for 2024, but it is the Tacoma Trailhunter. Essentially, kind of its, one would say maybe it's its flagship. There also is the TRD Pro that goes off-road. So they've got a lot of off-road choices here. But this is really kind of an overlanding truck designed for adventure in mind, or people who want to portray adventure. And essentially, it's kind of a tricked-out truck that you can get from the factory, right? It's got a lot of equipment, like what would essentially be aftermarket equipment on it. And so I think that's pretty cool because you get it all. It's engineered. It's warranted by Toyota, which I think is a big plus. And then you can finance it. It's another good thing, I guess. It's part of the bank loan, which maybe is good, maybe isn't, depending on how you feel about debt. But it is, of course, a 4x4. It's a double cab configuration. It has very bold Toyota lettering across the front that proudly proclaims what it is. It has a big light bar, 20-inch light bar, so that's great for nighttime in the desert because it gets really dark out there. Rigid Industries fog lights, and it can that can switch between white and amber. So kind of trick stuff, right, Chris? I mean, what's your quick overall take on this thing?
Yeah, I agree. These are modifications that the overlanding community would add to the truck either way, and being able to get it within the MSRP with a warranty installed by a professional at the factory, I can't argue with it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's, as you would guess, it has a very robust suspension system. Of course, the Tacoma has a pretty robust suspension to begin with. This suspension modifications were co-developed with ARB, which is a modifier noted in the industry. Features 2.5-inch Old Man Emu forged monotube shocks with rear external remote reservoirs, which is nice to have. They offer really good off-road control and good load carrying capability, which you would expect out of this. And then you have got rock rails, a high clearance trail exhaust. So this truck is really set up to go off-road. It's got the right stuff. And as you say, installed by the factory is a good thing. Power comes from a 2.4-liter turbocharged and hybridized engine. Delivers 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And of course, that torque is very useful when you're off-roading. It's paired with an 8-speed automatic transmission. So that's good. It's very, there's a 2-speed electronically controlled transfer case, which marks this as a real off-roader, locking rear differential, multi-terrain select and crawl control. So it's got all the bits. I mean, absolutely all the bits you need to go off-road. And I like that a lot, although I was not off-road in it a ton during my week in the vehicle, to tell you the truth. And for that, it has a really premium cabin. You know, this is a nice vehicle to, just to drive around in. Heated and ventilated front seats, leather-trimmed steering wheel, 14-inch multimedia system, and finally, Toyota has sorted out their multimedia system. JBL premium audio. It has a portable JBL Flex speaker, which is kind of a cool addition. And then it has Toyota Safety Sense 3.0, so it's got a ton of advanced driver assistance systems. I mean, this car pretty loaded up, or a pickup truck, rather, pretty loaded up for bear, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it took Toyota, what, like 14 years to update this truck and give it what it needed. The new interior upgrades are really the most impactful thing for me. The old Tacoma had an awkward seating position, and the interior felt like it came out of 2009 or 10. So it's a huge step forward. And as we you just mentioned, I think the packaging here is fantastic.
Yeah, I should mention, too, it has 33-inch Goodyear Territory RT tires. So, I mean, it's really got a nice off-road setup on 18-inch bronze alloy wheels. I'm not a big fan of bronze wheels, but I think maybe you kind of like them, if I remember correctly. Are you a bronze wheel guy?
I'm on board with bronze, yeah. I still just like the standard aluminum or chrome, but yeah, bronze is nice.
Yeah. So I haven't talked about the price. The price is about $65,000. But this is a vehicle that is, this is a compact pickup truck, or a midsize pickup truck, I guess, is in the current parlance. So it's kind of a ton of money for that. But at the same time, it has all the right pieces that you would put on this vehicle. And you don't have to put them on this vehicle. You don't have to wire the stuff yourself. You don't have to, you know, figure out how I'm going to mount that light bar and where I'm going to, you know, put the switches and, you know, what wires do I splice it into and all that stuff. And I think that's worth a ton of money to have that happen as opposed to you doing yourself. Right, Chris?
I agree. I was going to say, I think that price tag is more than justifiable for me to not have to crawl under the truck and wire things, which I'm not very good at doing. So,
I have a tendency to know just enough to screw things up a lot of times.
I can take it apart, but putting it back together is the hard part.
Yeah, and then I have to spend time putting it back together, and it's not all that much fun. Sometimes I call in my brother, the certified mechanic, which is the wisest move I can make. Well, when we come back, we have a terrific guest for you talking about a vehicle we talked about earlier in the show, the Dodge Charger Daytona. Audrey Moore is the chief engineer on this vehicle. So stay with us for our interview with her. I think you'll find what she has to say very, very interesting. Maybe she'll give us some insights on who is going to buy this car. One of the questions both Chris and I have. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
The season of savings is here at Office Depot Office Max. Shop amazing deals on everything you need to close out the year and start 2025 strong. Save now with new deals every day online and new weekly sales online and in stores every Sunday. The more deals, the merrier. Plus, save on those must-have gifts, essential supplies, organizational tools, desks, chairs, PCs, printers, and more. Add a personal touch to any present with Hallmark's iconic collection of greeting cards, ornaments, stationery, and gift wrap to create memorable moments. Available in your local Office Depot Office Max retail stores. Or create your own custom photo gifts, cards, and calendars for your teachers, coworkers, friends, and family. Then pack it and ship it all in one trip. Office Depot Office Max is your source for all the last-minute parties, presents, and thank yous you need. Tis the season to save. Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Was the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on their shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome back to America on the Road. Jack Neerad back with you. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, driving one of the most interesting and exciting vehicles I've driven in a long, long time, the Dodge Charger Daytona. And with me is the chief engineer on this vehicle, Audrey Moore. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it.
Of course. I'm excited to be here.
This is really, it must be a fascinating vehicle to engineer, because here's a vehicle that harkens back to the muscle cars of before you were born and when I was a young man. And at the same time is more modern than tomorrow, right?
Yes.
It's all of those things. Yeah. Talk about just from the 35,000 foot level, what it's like to be chief engineer on a platform like this.
It's mind blowing is the first thing that comes to mind. But you know what? It was also a lot to go with this because it has such a rich history, right? There's so many things about it and there's so much passion about it. So, you know, we spent some time, a lot of time, really going back through the history, like last 10 years, muscle car, you know, the Hellcat, Red Eye, and Demon, right? People have a really strong aficionado with this brand. There's a lot of people that have, you know, they love the Dodge brand, and there's a lot that, you know, the next generation had to live up to that. So, you know, it was amazing to get into the product, learn the old product, talk to the customer, see what they want. And it really did establish those four key things that kind of helped develop this car. You know, it has to look like a Dodge, feel like a Dodge, drive like a Dodge, and sound like a Dodge.
But not smell like a Dodge?
No, not smell. That's just a byproduct.
Yeah. Well, then this one doesn't, the electric version doesn't smell, except the leather smells. And
the yes.
It's a wonderful thing. This is a page turner, right? I mean, this is not just the evolution of something, it's another generation of what's come before. In some ways it is, but in a lot of ways it's not. Electrification being key among them, I think. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, there is a history, and there's always been an internal combustion engine. There had to be one. But then you had to look at what else could you do and in that space and bring that to life. So then you start breaking it up into the buckets. And electrification as a part of Stellantis, then, you know, the Dare Forward 2030 had to be a part of that. So then it was, how do we do it better? And then how do we add more to it? So the multi-energy platform on Stella Large allowed us the ability to design a body structure that brought us both and get as many benefits as we could. So, you know, common body structure between the two, we were able to get a better balance.
Yeah, by that you mean common body structure between the internal combustion engine vehicles and the battery electric vehicles.
Yes.
And that's something that a lot of companies aren't doing. I mean, they're putting a roller skate together, the battery electric vehicle, and there's no way that's going to be an internal combustion engine platform, right?
Correct.
So tell us what your thinking is, what Stellantis' thinking is, to go in the direction you went.
Well, you know, you start to think about that and how, when you have to do two different platforms, it's cost, it's complexity, and it changes how you have to manufacture. We have, with this, we went into it with the mindset is, how do you minimize that? Can you develop this? So we did. We went through it through, you know, a lot of discussions, development, you know, CAE analysis to make certain that between both. So for us, it's a, complexity reduction in our assembly plant. The same body structure run down the line, and then you either put an internal combustion in, you know, engine in it, or you put a battery in it. So it actually makes it a little bit more like an evolution to something that is, you know, brings together two different ways of doing cars. So, you know, that was really in our mindset. But then the other piece of it too was the fact that we wanted to create a car that wasn't just an electrified vehicle. If you look out there now, you see a lot of electrified cars that make themselves seem and look and give the, you know, feel of an electrified car.
Yeah.
And that was another thing that we wanted to tackle, because I think you don't have to do that and still give everybody what they want and give both electrified and internal combustion.
It's kind of interesting to me that some electric cars, or many, basically all electric cars that are on sale, don't really capitalize 100% on being electric, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to have a long hood. You don't have a big power plant you have to house under something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's different then. But they still have long hoods.
Mm-hmm.
They still have, you know, kind of classic profiles.
Yeah.
You know, talk about that a little bit and how it affects what you've done here.
So for us, it was the other way, because we still have to fit the internal combustion engine. You know, the high output HO, that it's not a small engine, right?
Right. And it has to breathe, and it has to get cooling, and, you know, all of these other things.
So the body structure itself, even the fenders are the same. So when you put the internal combustion engine in, we minimized it. So all you have to do is change the fascia and change the hood. You've got to raise the hood line up to be able to package everything. But we still commonize as much as possible with that to still maintain that flexibility with the platform and the body in white to bring it in.
So. Yeah, and you're doing four-door and two-door on the same platform too, which is fascinating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Walk us through that.
So the two-door itself is the initial launcher. Then we come in with the four-door BEV. And that one is the underbody floor pan is exactly the same. And then all we're doing is basically shifting the B-pillar more forward so that you can fit a second door on. It's I believe, 216 parts different, and that's it between the two.
Wow.
Just the rear doors and the modules. The rest of the car remains the same.
Yeah.
So it was a really good engineering effort
to
carry over as much as possible.
Yeah.
But then give the complete distinction in the four-door, which is, you know, we're super excited about.
Yeah. Walk us through the whole electric propulsion system in this vehicle.
Okay. So the power of the car comes from a 100.5 kilowatt battery, Samsung modules, 13 prismatic design. We have two EDMs, the electronic drive modules. They're 250 kilowatts each, so 500 kilowatts.
I might call them a motor, right?
I know,
electric motor.
Right? We should just call them a motor. Exactly. So the motors give us 500 kilowatts, 670 horsepower maximum on the Scat Pack, 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds, which is faster than our outgoing models. It's, you know, it's a rocket ship.
Yeah, and it's all-wheel drive, so launch is very easy versus rear drive.
Because standard all-wheel drive, you get standard limited slip differential, which we didn't do before, but then we also have a rear wheel drive feature that you go in so you can do drifts and donuts and all sorts of typical Dodge things.
How typical is that? I mean, it strikes me that probably a lot of engineering effort goes into that. You know, that just didn't happen. And I think it really doesn't happen with electric vehicle. It's all-wheel drive, and, you know, a lot of things going on that kind of are the antithesis of a drifting car, a drift car. What kind of percentage of people do you think will use that?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I don't know that it's so much the percentage, because it's probably not that high, but it's the fact that it's Dodge. We did do it before, and we have to be able to do it again. So it's, and to your point, it's not necessarily just to hit the button and go, right? Because you still have to tune in rear wheel drive and just make certain that it's all set up and, you know, do some testing. But it may not be for everyone, but we have to do it.
Yeah. Well, we talk a lot on our show about the fact that people buy cars not for what they're going to do every day, but what they might do or aspire to do. And maybe just having this feature and never using it, but knowing you can do it, is enough, right?
Yes, I 1,000% agree with that.
Yeah. When you're taking this platform and then putting an internal combustion engine into it, as you will, let me ask this a different way. Which came first, the chicken or the egg here? Was it designed to be a battery electric platform that could accept an internal combustion engine, or the other way around, or kind of neither of those, but something that could accept both kind of powertrains?
We, you know, the reality is we knew we wanted both. And then it really came into conversation of the best method to bring the both around. And I don't know that we really started out right with multi-energy, but the need for both that then kind of just drove into the, you know, well, and I wasn't really given as high of a budget. So, you know, how do you do it and do it the simplistic, most least complex way as possible? And that's kind of how it came together.
Yeah. Oh, it seems either prescient or lucky or both, right?
Or just engineers,
yeah,
right?
I think brilliant engineering is probably what it was. That this kind of seems to hearken where the market is going. Mm-hmm. We kind of don't know as we sit here in December of 2024 exactly what the new regulation, if there are new regulations, what they will be,
right.
What kind of incentives there will be for EVs or what there won't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in a state of flux. So the ability to flex this platform is serendipitous, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And what is today and what's yesterday and what's tomorrow is to be, you know, none of us can tell the future. Some days I wish I could. But that's exactly it. It gives us the flexibility. And this multi-energy can give us flexibility even further down the line. Some of the other cars on this platform are even, you know, doing HEVs and some other things. So it really gives us the range of flexibility to manage whatever might be coming down the pipeline. So
yeah.
it we're excited about it.
Let's talk a little bit about hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a hatch. It doesn't look like it. You know, I'm staring at one over your shoulder here.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a very good-looking coupe.
Stunning.
Classic good-looking coupe. Yet it has a hatchback. That has particular advantages. Walk us through that.
You know, it really does. You have the flexibility that's almost more like, you know, a crossover type vehicle for what you can put into it. And you put the folded seats down and you can put a whole bunch in. In fact, one of the guys we were just talking to went to Home Depot the other day and put plywood into it, right? Just had to pick up stuff. And it really does give you that flexibility unlike the traditional
He was not putting 4x8 sheets of plywood in it, but he was putting plywood in it.
Yeah. But it still gives you the flexibility,
right?
Unlike a traditional sedan with a trunk where, although they were big, you still can't put the seats down as we own some
right.
of them and be able to do that.
What do you think were some of the biggest engineering challenges that you faced putting this together?
You know, integrating in the frameless doors into the system added, especially with the body structures, with the battery, the weight on the bottom, and then, you know, balancing all the different configurations.
So it has a classic hardtop kind of look. I'm looking at it right now,
yeah,
which is what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no...
So the doors themselves, when you open them up, there's no
upright around the, around the window,
exactly.
Frame around the window, yeah.
Exactly. So then the second thing was the Fretzonic chambered exhaust. That for us was it wasn't a challenge per se, but it was the most engineering exercised run because it was, how do you bring this into the car and really make it that it's something the customers will enjoy, right? Because they're so used to really noisy Dodges.
Well, I think a challenge too is to make it kind of organic. And
yes.
I don't know how, you know, as opposed to, well, we hung a sound system on this thing and, mm-hmm. you know, off we go. I mean, walk us through that.
So it couldn't be a system, this Fretzonic chambered exhaust. We didn't want a system that just hit play, right? It wasn't just a song that played or a tone that played. So we went into it and looked at the profiles and how do we integrate it into the car. So now, depending on what mode you're in, depending on if you're hitting the accelerator pedal and increasing, every one of the inputs into the car goes into this chambered exhaust, and basically it then gives you feedback depending on what's going on live in the car. So you can turn it off and it could be silent. In auto mode, it's there and present, and then in drag mode, it's in full Hellcat.
What happens and how different they are.
Sure. So we have your auto mode, which is your probably most fuel efficient mode. And from there we have sport, which obviously takes off some of the ESC, gives you a little bit more power. Your throttle is a little bit more aggressive. And then we go into track mode, which is better balance of speed and driving on the track. So it's not as much about 0 to 60, but mm-hmm. it's about balancing a track mode and how you perform. And then there's drag. So you can drag mode with it's, you know, as loud as you can make it.
That
and
loud.
Yeah, 0 to 60, you know, in the quarter mile and 11.5.
Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners before we get out of here?
I do actually just want to say, you know, one thing. This is one of those cars that's been talked about a lot. between the looks of it, the fact that Dodge is going electric, between we're adding a sound system on the back, and, you know, people hear it online, and they're really not sure what to make of it. And I think I'm hoping with this, we're showing it to the world for the first time, that people are really seeing that this is truly an amazing car. It's really Dodge, and they really need to try it before they decide, you know?
Makes all the sense in the world to me. Audrey Moore, thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great talking to you about this new Dodge Charger Daytona. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. We're so glad you're with us on America on the Road. We appreciate it. And it is our time in the show to answer questions from our listeners. We love to take your questions. We love to hear your comments, too. So send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And we'll try and answer your question on an upcoming show. And here's a good question. This is from Fritz in Golden, Colorado. Fritz asks this: can I retrofit my older car with modern tech like a backup camera or infotainment system? Good question.
Yeah, it is. And I would say the answer is yes, you absolutely can. However, it depends on the vehicle that you're talking about upgrading, right? So in the late 2000s, sort of early 2010s is when infotainment screens started coming into play and automakers started adding climate controls and safety systems built into the infotainment unit, and removing that will trigger all manner of warning lights. Ask me how I know. So it's going to be very hard to get around some of those things. If we're talking about cars from the 80s or 90s, absolutely. I think the only thing you need to worry about there is your power supply, because the battery and the alternator and things might not be ready to handle a subwoofer or a large touchscreen and things like that. So Yeah, you can. I think there are just some things you need to consider along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really does depend on how old your vehicle is. And it's kind of interesting that the older the vehicle is, largely the easier this is to install this stuff. In terms of a thing like a backup camera, maybe you won't have quite the functionality or view that you would get from something that, in a newer vehicle, but I think probably worth looking at.
Yeah, and you can get out of it pretty cheaply, too, if you don't mind buying an off-brand head unit or something like that. So it's worth a look.
Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd again like to mention that as a Christmas gift to all, I am giving away copies of the GR Factor. So just write to, send an email to editor@drivingtoday.com, editor@drivingtoday.com, and the fine folks at E.M. Lancy Publishers will get a copy of the book out to you. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, America on the Road content is all over the place, isn't it, Chris?
Absolutely. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the rest. Like us, download our show, leave us a review. All of those things help us, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Right. We're also on YouTube and Rumble, so look for our channels there. And our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. And most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate it. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.